in Class B at 190 pounds, covering the quarterfinal matches. And we'll start with Gannon Knebel of Wagner, a technical fall win 18-2 over Quinn Moon of Phillip, Kadoka Area Wall. Moon will go into the wrestle backs for the Badlands Brawlers tomorrow. Jet Eklund of Burt Gregory was a 5-12 winner by fall in 5 minutes and 12 seconds over Alex Pudwill of Warner Northwestern. Isaiah Crownover of Bonhomme Avon, 2 minutes and 40 seconds, a win by fall over Will Rodert of McCook Central Montrose. And Parker Nome, the top seed from Custer, 8-1. He gets a win over Camden Murray of Redfield. And the wrestle backs include Tristan Balloon of Falkton Area and Mason Curtis of Winter Area, having lost in the first round. At 215 pounds, Levi Wyman of Parker is the top seed, unbeaten of 50-0 after a 3-minute, 9-second win by fall over Cade Braun of Burke Gregory. Meanwhile, it was Lincoln Dickoff of Falkton Area, 5-13, the win by fall over Jensen Fitch of Phillip Kadoka Area Wall. And the Badlands Brawlers, he'll go into the wrestlebacks. Dickoff moves on into the semis, as does Holden Havlick of Wessington Springs, Woonsocket, Woolsey, Wessington, a winner by medical forfeit over Connor Johnson of Kingsbury County. Havlick gets Caleb Rickenbaugh, a returning runner-up from a year ago. Rickenbaugh is in the semis for Hot Springs after a 9-2 win over Tim Buza of Wagner. Grady Fye of Redfield stays unbeaten, a minute 22 seconds at the top of the 285-pound bracket. Fye defeating Emmett Maher of Lemon McIntosh. He'll take on Isaac Nalick of Tri-Valley. He was a first-minute winner by pin over Stetson Shelbourne of Winter Area. Shelbourne into the consolation bracket. Zane Severin of Custer goes the distance, and the ultimate tiebreaker outlasting Parker Bodie of Falkton Area, 3-2. So Bodie into the consolation bracket. Tron Cook of Canton, meanwhile, a returning champion, in 1 minute defeating Tucker Hardy of Britton Hecla. We'll look at the Class B team standings in just a little bit, but Louis Theory of Lyman and Riley Kerner of Mobridge Pollock, among others, are in the wrestlebacks at 285 as well. Now back to Class A and 190 pounds, starting with Chance Sarda of Pier at the Governor 190 pounder, getting a 9-4 win over Cole Dunleavy of Aberdeen Central. Sarda will draw Aiden Werlinger of Sturgis in the semis, and Werlinger a winner by fall 4 minutes and 31 seconds over Ian Hook of Rapid City Central. So Pier and Sturgis in one semi. Brock Itram of Watertown was a 5-1 winner over Joey Fitzpatrick of Brookings. Itram takes on top seed Elijah Shunke of Brandon Valley, 12-4. He gets a win over Kishmar Eberlein of Sioux Falls Lincoln. 215 pounds, a big win for Elijah Bucci of the Governors, a winner by fall in 5 minutes and 28 seconds over Aiden Kellogg of Rapid City Stevens. Bucci is into the semis. He'll take on Chet Sarda, the 2 seed from West Central, after an 8-6 win over Raleigh French of Vermilion. Top seed Zach Jolfs of Sturgis, a 58-second pin of Brian Ramirez of Huron. He'll take on Chase DeBoer of T Area, 6-4, going sudden victory in the win over Aiden Giese of Aberdeen Central. And at 285, Navarro Shunke remaining unbeaten, 40-0, after another quick pin, 33 seconds over Dakari Osborne of Sturgis. Shunke is halfway to his 5th state title if he goes all the way in this one. Trojans over Bryce Beetlespacher of Aberdeen Central. Pishke continues on. He'll take on Micah Hawk of Watertown, 45 seconds, the win by fall over Landon Novi of Millbank. So with that, we'll take a look at the team standings, and a really good day for the Pier Governors. They're hanging with Sturgis. Sturgis obviously is the team to beat. Right now they've got 89.5 points. Pier has 80, and a lot of bonus points scored by the Governors today. Obviously Sturgis has done very well as well. And Phillip Kadoka Wall leading Canton right now, 73-61 in the B standings. That's what it is at the top. And, of course, the Governor girls leading with 75 points over Canton's 47 and Aberdeen Central's 46 in the girls' rankings after day one of the state wrestling tournament in Sioux Falls.